This is the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Share your opinion now. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
You know, with all this Christmas cheer around me, I need a like-minded person, another Grinch from Scotland to just kind of, you know, put everything back in perspective. So who better than Brian Lilly of Sun Media? Hello, Brian.
Why do you think I'm a Grinch, Bill?
Let's ever assume we're from the same part of the world. Even if we love it, we act grumpy. That's just what we do. Why do you think Mike Myers, when he did Shrek, do you know Mike Myers did the entire movie? Yeah. And then he sat and watched, and he went, this doesn't work. Then he went back and re-recorded the whole thing with a Scottish accent.
And it worked.
And it worked. It's not as good a Scottish accent as an authentic one, but it's not bad. Not bad at all. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's, you know, end of the week, TGIF. And unfortunately, you know, Premier Ford's out later today. That means there's going to be five different things, news bombs that he's going to drop at his news conference, kind of like yesterday.
Oh, I love what he said. The LRT stunk to high heavens. It's such a Doug Ford quote, isn't it?
Well, Doug Ford speaking in his natural way just always reminds me of my grandma who moved to Canada and quickly became a hoser. And so, you know, talks like Doug Ford did. Somebody stuck in the 1970s of Etobicoke.
He is a hoser. And when you put it that way, it's so true.
I say that in the best way. But the LRT report was shocking. And you know, even though we'd heard most of the evidence, it was shocking to see it all laid out. It was good to see that somebody had called both former Mayor Watson and the senior city staff and some counselors and the consultants on what they were trying to pull. Because some of us, myself, yourself, others, had been saying there's something wrong with this. And it's interesting that they specifically went after the WhatsApp group. I've submitted Freedom of Information requests for the WhatsApp chats of Mayor Watson and the councillors and was told that none existed. And then they showed up at committee. I mean, that's how secretive they really were on this. And it was good to see everything exposed.
Yeah, the big battle I'm seeing across the province right now is, and you're writing about this today, is the pushback on the province's attempt to get more housing built. It's not going over well in some municipalities, maybe even many municipalities, I don't know, but it certainly seems to be a talking point.
Well, if you listen to a lot of what the municipalities are saying, even if you just paid attention to a lot of the media coverage, you would think that the province is forcing all of the municipalities to drop development charges altogether. You're not going to be allowed to have development charges. No, they're telling them, stop jacking them up so quickly. And guess what? When you're building affordable housing, you're not charging. What's the average here in the Toronto area? Something like $116,900 a unit. So you're building an affordable housing. This is not something for somebody to buy. This is low-income housing, and the municipality is going to charge $116,900 development charge on each and every unit. So if it's a building, like I'm in, a high-rise apartment building, you're going to be charging that for every single unit, and then you're going to turn around and subsidize the rent. It makes absolutely no sense. The province is forcing them to drop it for not-for-profit like that or Habitat for Humanity. I believe they're doing the same for what the premier keeps calling attainable housing. That's the type of housing that my parents were first able to get into the housing market when they came to Canada. It was simple homes, home lots. People will remember these. They built a bunch of them out in Bell's Corners, I believe, and some other parts of Ottawa, where it was a simple home built for people to buy who had a decent job, but were not well off at that point. And it allowed them to get into the market. It gave them a leg up, a hand up. And so the premier is saying, you're not going to add the development charges on that. But if you're talking the you know, big single family homes, no problem. But, you know, they've been getting out of hand. And if you read my column, Bill, one of the shocking things is that if in Ottawa, if you're building a high rise, and they keep saying build up, not out, right? So they want everyone to live in a box in the sky like I do. They've increased it for a development charge and total municipal charge in Ottawa to $85,745 per unit. So a tiny one-bedroom condo, you're adding $85,000 in just municipal charges, and that's a 200% increase in 2 years. And the city was about to increase it by 16% again early in the new year, and the province said, no, you can't do that.
Listen, Brian, I don't understand how the Greenbelt supporters think. I really don't. And usually when I say that, I'm being facetious, you know, I'm trying to make a point. But I literally don't understand it. I never did. So you build a greenbelt around a city, and what does that do? It forces people to either live in a high-rise in an area closer to town. It forces density, which municipalities seem to make very difficult and punish developers for building. There are always so many charges and additions to it and rules and regulations about parkland space. If it's not available, you have to pay more. So they build this green belt around a city. They make it almost impossible to have higher buildings and more density. And so then people move and build houses and subdivisions on the other side of the greenbelt, which means they're driving on the highways, stuck in traffic longer, building more, fewer, polluting the air more. And a lot of the greenbelt, you look around, and, you know, there's a sign on the 401 that says you're now in the greenbelt, and you look around and go, nothing looks green about this. Where are the farms? I'm not seeing the farms. The whole thing confuses me and always did. I think it's a bunch of BS. I think it was Dalton McGuinty's government brought it in. It makes no sense at all. We have plenty of farmland around Ontario, but if you're going to restrict growth out into the suburbs, then make it easy to intensify in downtown areas. It's just so frustrating.
There's a solid argument for ensuring that we still have farmland. But I agree with you on the green belt, and Ottawa is a prime example of how green belts don't work. We would not have massive developments like Riverside South, Barrhaven, Kanata, Stittsville, or Orleans if the green belt wasn't there. And Ottawa is not the only example of a green belt. I've looked at studies of the green belts in London, in Seoul, Korea, in Frankfurt, Germany, and academic studies point to the fact that it doesn't lead to the increase in density, and it doesn't stop people from driving till they can afford a house, which is what they do. And so the fight over the green belt down here right now, and you're right, McGuinty brought it in. He should have known better based on the experience in Ottawa. But the fight over the green belt down here is crazy, because I've looked through the media archives. You know, we have access to great archives. There was no outrage when Kathleen Wynne allowed 17 different incursions into the green belt for golf courses, for a Lowe's big box hardware store in Burlington, for McMansions up in Vaughan, where they've all got pools and some of them have tennis courts, but they allowed land to be taken out of the greenbelt for that. What the government's doing here is, in most cases, saying it's got to be a specific type of home. They're not doing just wide open sprawl. They are trying to get density, which means more townhouses, duplexes, things like that. And it's being fought tooth and nail by people who sat silently. I'm looking at you, Margaret Atwood and David Suzuki, when Kathleen Wynne was doing it. I mean, that tells me it's about partisan politics. It's not about actually caring about the environment in the Greenbelt. And by the way, David Suzuki, Margaret Atwood, these are people with multiple homes who love the jet set life. They just don't want you and I to have it.
See, I knew you would take the spirit out of Christmas with your reality check, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great weekend, Brian.
You too, Bill.
Brian Lilly of Sun Media, The Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.